In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel was, well, we don't hear all of it, actually. We don't hear what provoked the Lord unto telling this parable. Because right before this, it's actually Simon Peter who is the one who is sort of nudging the Lord here along about the idea of forgiveness. Now, in those days in Israel, it was required that you forgive your enemies up to three times. But after three times, that was it. There was none whatsoever after that. And so Simon Peter was asking the Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother, my sister, my enemy, whomever it is, up to seven times? See, so Simon was actually thinking that he was being a little generous here because he knew the three rule as well as anyone. But here he says, Simon, no. Not just seven times, but up to 70 times seven, which means an infinite number of times that we are to forgive those who are somehow doing something against us. And then he says this, well, to me it's really one of the most disturbing parables in all of the Gospels, because it's really where the rubber meets the road. And the Lord is very direct about it. And he talks about a king. Of course, this king is God the Father, who has decided to settle accounts. And so one by one, he goes through the members of his kingdom, and he comes to this one guy who owes him just an untold amount. There's been many different correspondences given for how much this 10,000 talents would have been back then, but it was an unbelievably high amount. Would have been millions of dollars today. And he says, you know, it's time for you to settle up. And the man says, I don't have it. I can't pay it. And so the king says, well, you know, you're gone. You're going to prison until you can pay it. And we're selling your wife and your children off into slavery as well to help pay for this. And the man is very, very upset, obviously, and he falls on his knees and he begs the king and says, please, I can't do this, but please don't require this of me. Help me in some way. And the king, in his compassion, forgives the entire thing. I mean, just, it's gone. Your worries are gone. No more. Don't worry about it. I'm going to forgive the entire debt. And so this man, elated, who knows what he's thinking at the time, perhaps, wow, I've got a clean slate now. I don't owe anything. Now maybe I can even make this more to my advantage by going and, you know, collecting on the money that's owed me. That way I'll be in the black then. I won't just be even. And so he runs and finds someone who owes him just a tiny sum and says, pay me. You know, I need this money now. And the man says, no, I can't. I don't have it. And so he then says, well, if you don't have it, you're gone. You're gone into the debtor's prison. There you go. Off with you. And some of the man's friends were very upset by this. And so they go to the king and say, look, this guy, you forgave him everything. And he owed you a fortune, a king's ransom. And now he's gone off and he's had someone thrown into prison for this little amount of money that is owed, this tiny bit. And so the king says, no way. I forgave you all of this money. You can't forgive that little bit. Then your debt remains. It absolutely remains. Now, of course, the money owed in this parable are our sins. And this one man, he had so many, 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 many sins. And yet he goes and he's hopeless in front of this king, in front of his Lord. What can he do? He is such a sinner. There's nothing he can do. He could struggle his whole life. He'd never be able to make up for the things that he's done. Not one thing. And so, he's still forgiven. Freely forgiven. Simply because he asked. Simply because he was repentant about this. And yet when he goes out, and there's others who have sinned as well, perhaps against him personally, and yet he's not willing to forgive them the little that they may have done, when in fact it's minuscule compared to what he had done. And then the Lord, at the end of this parable, speaks about how you've got to be able to forgive yourself. You've got to be able to enter into this pact of forgiveness with other people, or else you're not going to be forgiven either. And that's a difficult thing for some of us to swallow, because we think about some of the things that we may have against other people, to truly forgive them. And it gets worse. He says, truly forgive them from your heart. So he's not talking about sham forgiveness, about somehow making things right, about, you know, live and let live, you know, I'm okay, you're okay, we'll just kind of get along. He's talking about genuine forgiveness, about absolutely wiping the slate clean with someone and truly, truly not holding anything against them. That's the type of forgiveness that he is wanting from us. Because I can tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, that if there's one thing we get from this particular parable, it's the harsh reality that if we do not forgive ourselves, there is no forgiveness for us. We will never see the kingdom of heaven. Never. And that's the reality that the Lord places in front of us. And perhaps we might think, well, you know, it's hard to forgive her, or hard to forgive him, or, you know, she gets on my nerves so much, or whatever it happens to be. You know, they said something about me, or they're doing something I don't like, and, you know, I'm sure that the Lord in the end will understand that. Because he sees this person, he knows what they do. He knows, you know, how much they can bug me or what they've said about me behind my back. So surely the Lord will understand in the end. And I'll beg his forgiveness, and he'll say, well, I know you tried. Come on in. No. That's not going to happen. No. And we all should realize this. That a lot of what we presume upon the Lord is false presumption. We cannot presume his forgiveness in all instances, especially when he lays it down so clearly in front of us and says, look, if you don't do this, there's not going to be any for you. None. Don't test him. Don't try him. Cultivate that spirit of forgiveness within yourself so that you will be able to forgive all the little things that have been done to you or that are bugging you or that you're holding against someone. We've all got them. We've all got many of them. We've probably accumulated them over the years, but they've got to be gotten rid of. Why do you think that St. Paul, when he speaks about everyone coming together to receive Holy Communion, what is the one thing that he's so concerned about? He says, first, be reconciled with your brother before you come to the divine and mystical supper. Be reconciled. That's really his only requirement. And he says that because of this parable, because he knows that forgiveness is paramount on our part before we dare to receive the Lord and life of all. We have to do this. We have to do it. And I wish I could say it was easy, because it's not. It's not a simple thing to forgive someone, to forgive them from your heart, to truly be so completely washed clean of any animosity that it doesn't bother you at all. That you are granting them that which the Lord gives you. What do we say? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's everywhere. Forgiveness is contingent. Forgiveness is something that the Lord will do for us. He absolutely will. And He's given no more stipulations if we repent and ask for forgiveness. He's given no more stipulations about what we have to do in order to be washed clean of all this, except this one thing, that we have to do as He is doing to us. Again, it all goes around and comes around. Whatever you would have someone do to you, do to them. The idea of forgiveness, this idea that we should emulate the Lord, and this is all through the gospel, hidden under this little rock or behind that little bush. I mean, you find it everywhere. But here, because of Peter's query, the Lord is saying, okay, I'm going to tell you, this is how many times you have to forgive, because your Heavenly Father is going to forgive you. But if you're not going to forgive, you're going to be denied entrance into the kingdom of heaven. And it's that pure and simple. We cannot presume on the things of God. We accept His gifts, but we don't overstep. We have to, at some point in our lives, actually begin to practice the things that we proclaim. We have to practice the things that the Lord tells us to do. He wasn't talking just for His health or because He liked the sound of His voice. He wasn't just telling us all of these things because He knew they were going to be written down and they were very platitudinal and we could put them in little bits of Reader's Digest and other places so that we feel good about things as we go through life. No, these were life and death commandments that He has given us. He expects things from us. He expects a lot from us. Following Christ is a difficult path. I've told everyone about this before. It's rocky, it's rough, it's difficult. You're going on a path that could lead to death itself. If you want to truly emulate your Lord, you have to be willing to follow Him that far. And so it brings up the question within us, are we willing? Are we willing to follow Him? Are we willing to do something as great as following Him and carrying His cross? Are we willing to do something as simple as letting our brother or sister off the hook and saying, I truly forgive you? Because in that forgiveness is contained the love of God. When you forgive someone, you're saying that you love them. And it can be difficult. But this is what we gain in the church. This is what we gain in the teachings of our Lord. This is what we gain when we try to follow Him. We get that increased ability to follow Him. Our love increases, and we are able to become like Him in all things. That's what He's saying to us. It really shouldn't be such a terrible thing to expect, should it? After all He's done for us, and He requires so little. So let us learn to forgive as He forgives. And in doing so, our entire lives will become one of light and joy and love. Amen.